Clarence Major is a highly regarded Black American writer. His experimental novels and poems are well known in the small press world and the avant-garde. Guest book critic Stuart Klawan says Major's novel Such Was the Season breaks more new ground.
Clarence Major has finally written something that actually looks like a novel, with a narrator and a conventional set of characters and even a plot. Now this is surprising, because Major is not really a beginning, middle, end kind of guy. And as for unities of character and setting, he's generally ignored them for the greater good of letting the words run all over the page. So what is he doing with Such Was the Season? To get at the humor of this book and the agony of it, to see what a revel of ambivalence is going on here, you have to start with a basic contradiction. Such Was the Season is the story of a homecoming. Dr. Adam North is a middle-aged Black intellectual who's been living in New Haven. He goes home to Atlanta for a week, ostensibly to lecture on sickle cell anemia, but really to rediscover his roots. He's a man who never really knew his father, who left the South swearing he'd never return, who's been living among white people more than Black. Now he's in his 40s and can't walk from the living room to the kitchen without breaking into an identity crisis. This makes Adam North something of a stand-in for Clarence Major himself. Major loves to plant dynamite under a character's identity and then watch it splatter. He's a connoisseur of that kind of anxiety. Major is also a middle-aged intellectual and world traveler like Adam North, with roots in Atlanta. So you'd think Adam North would be the narrator of the book. Instead, the narrator is Adam's Aunt Annie Eliza, who grew up poor in the sticks in the 1920s and 30s. She is as close to Adam's roots as he's going to get, and she has no use for him at all. The obvious, painful, hilarious truth is, Annie Eliza doesn't understand Adam, or June Boy as she calls him, and can't be bothered to try. Here's what she says early on in the book. Forgive my version of the accent. He sure talked like an educated man, but then there is these street hoodlums, too, that can talk real smart. It's not that she actively dislikes him, of course. Annie Eliza just has a way of noticing people's failings, and a talent for pointing them out. She's the great Black matriarch as insult comic, who's so unimpressed by her nephew that she winds up telling us as much about her soap operas as she does about June Boy's visit. This puts Clarence Major on very dangerous ground. The wise, tough mother figure is one of the sacred icons of Black culture. It takes nerve for Major to write a novel in her voice, and takes nothing less than daredevil courage for him to expose her failings. In terms of risking the wrath of your own culture, Major is going a step or two farther than Philip Roth did with Mrs. Portnoy. And then Major goes a step or two beyond that. Think what it would have been like if the mother had narrated Portnoy's complaint. That, in effect, is what happens with Such Was the Season. Major creates the great and terrible mother, and then he turns her loose on himself. Actually, he does a lot more besides, such as giving a complete picture of middle-class Black life in Atlanta, something you did not get to see during the Democratic Convention. But time is short, and Major's accomplishments are long, so let me just tell you that Such Was the Season is published by Mercury House, a small press in San Francisco. Look for it at your library or bookstore. And if they don't have it, tell them to wise up and order it.
Stuart Klawan's reviews Small Press Fiction and Poetry for The Nation magazine. He reviewed Such Was the Season by Clarence Major.